Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Mingusha with Pesach Clifton. We're continuing our insights, Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. We have the privilege of starting the second parak of the Sech HaSukkah. Today's topic is on the first mishnah of the second parak on Daf Chaf Mabez. And the topic is using a bunk bed in a sukkah, a development of the discussion of the mishnah. So before we get to the development, let's first talk about the issue that's brought down in the Mishnah. Rashi tells us that there are actually three things that were nischayev in Sukkah. Rashi writes in the beginning of our Mishnah, and I'm just going to give you the quote. The quote is, "Be'ikar yeshivas ha-sukkah, achila shesia v'sheina." So which the Achronim tell us that what Rashi means is telling us is that just as there is a mitzvah, an obligation to sit and eat and drink in the Sukkah, there's also one to sleep, and just like one can't sit and eat under a roof, one can't also sleep under a roof. And that's what we have. We have this case of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah states it's no good, and also brings a Maaser Rav, a story amongst the Chacham, to show how it didn't work. The words of the Mishnah, Hayoshin tachas amita besukah, one who sleeps under a bed, lo yatzvei deicho vaso. And then the Mishnah skips down a little bit. We have Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, which we're not going to get into right now, but the Mishnah does say, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maisei B'Tavi Avdo Sherben Gamliel. There was a story with Tevi, who was the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, Shaya Yoshin Tachas Amita, that he would sleep under the bed. I believe in the Mefarshim and Tosfos tell us that, again, it's not that he did it on purpose, because we do say that somebody who's not Mechleiv in a mitzvah can still do a mitzvah, but rather we're saying that there was a lack of space in the sukkah for everybody. And somebody was unable to perform the mitzvah. So, what did Tevi do? Tevi decided he's going to sleep under the bed and let the Chachamim sleep on top of the bed. Now, why is this happening? So, if you see this, Rabbi Gamliel continues in the Mishnah. V'amr lehen Rabbi Gamliel is a kainim, re'isim Tevi avdi. Do you see my servant Tevi? Shehu Talmud Chacham. He's learned it. And he knows that he has no obligation to sleep in the sukkah. And because he knows he has no obligation in the sukkah, and he knows that the Chacham do have an obligation in the sukkah, so what does he do? He sleeps under the bed. And from this we learn, so again we have the shita of the Chachamim, and we have the Maaser Rav proving this. Now, a question related to this Indian was raised by Rav Wozner in Shevet Halevi Chelek Zion. You can find it actually in Tshuva Lamed Vav. And here are the words of the Shaila that Rav Wozner asked. Misha yesh lahem sukkah ketana. Somebody has a small sukkah, ava b'nei habayis mishpacha meruba. But he has a large family. V'yeshnam kama zecharim sherotzim lishan basukkah. And somebody wanted, a lot of boys, a lot of members of the family want to sleep in the sukkah. So what, they came up with an einfeld. What was their einfeld? There was a mita al gabi mita kiragul hayom. They make what we call a bunk bed. The ein bein mita rapachos miyut fachim. And there is less than 10 fachim from the top of the bed to the bottom of the bed. Kedei shlo yafsik ohel. So the question is, could one use this bunk bed? Could one use this bunk bed inside the sukkah? So the truth of the matter is, there's a machlokas poskim on this. One is, a sefer called Sefer Tshuvos Kinyan HaTorah, I saw it was referred to, writes that one should be machmer in this case. The reason, the following halach in Shulchan Aruch, you can find it in Siman Tov Resh Kav Zayin Halacha Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ha'itzim hayotzim mi'arba rosh hamita, if you have a bed with four poles sticking above the mattress, Osr lifros alehen sudden, one may not spread a sheet over those poor poles, velishan tachtav, and sleep under them, afilu menam gevoim masara, even if they are less than 10 fachim. The Mishnah Brura further explains, v'kinofos dekeviya mitzara. And if this is osr, where you just went ahead and spread a sheet, if you have a covering that's more permanent, since it has a roof, it's going to be a problem. Let's not go into the rest of the Mishnah Berurah right there, but just because we'll discuss it soon. But let's take it over here. The Mishnah Chanoruch brought down a case where you spread a sheet, and it said it was problematic. The Mishnah Berurah said something which is more permanent is also problematic.
which is also problematic. You know, which is more permanent, the sheet or the top of a bunk bed? You know, the bunk bed. Obviously, the bunk bed is more permanent. So if the sheet's going to be problematic, so too the bunk bed's going to be problematic. Now, Simcha Waldenberg writes a Ha'ara on the Sefer Kinyan HaTorah, and he said that the problem is not the same as the Tshuva's Kinyan HaTorah is bringing down, meaning he feels that you can't equate the case over here to the case in the Shulchan Aruch. And why is that? The Kinyan HaTorah explained that the issue is that the roof of the bottom bed, i.e. the top bunk, is forming an ohel over the top bunk. Rav Oldenburg disagrees based on the fact that since the upper bunk wasn't built to cover the bottom bunk, but rather just as a bed, he feels the din of ohel doesn't apply. In other words, the question is... does this bed, this top bunk, really form an ohel? Well, the Kinyan Torah is going to be saying that, yeah, it does, meaning we're not looking at purpose or anything, but looking at the reality. And the reality is, does it make the ohel? Does it not make the ohel? While Waldenberg is going to say it depends on the purpose. If the purpose is not to form an ohel, then there's not going to be an issue. Rav Rosner has a totally different take on the bunk bed shaila. He says it's actually dependent on how we understand the machlokes as to why yoshin mitachas as mita is no good. And it happens to be, shockingly, it's a machlokes we've shown him as to what the reason is. Rashi says that the bed or the mita has a cover. The cover serves as an ohel or roof for the sukkah. What happens is that the ohel formed by the bed is mafsik between the schach and the person. What results in this case? Revolts that you're sleeping under a bed and not the schach. Now, since the bed can't serve as schach kosher, i.e. because it's mekabel tuma, it's like one is sleeping under schach pasul. And in fact, if you want to look at the words of Rashi, the ohel mafsik beino l'sukkah. The ikar yeshiva sasukkah, so there you have Rashi's opinion. This is also maintained by the Baal HaMor. There is, however, another understanding of the problem, which is presented by the Rif. The Rif explains that the issue is not one of a hefsek, but rather it's an issue of sukkah tachas sukkah. And as we learned earlier in the Masechta, such a sukkah is possible, as the Torah tells us, chag ha-sukkos ta'aselach lo shtei sukkos, right? You can only learn, you sit under one sukkah, not under two sukkahs. In fact, in addition, the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayos writes, "V'tzarach she'egovu hamita yutfachim, shehu kishir sukkah, utehei kisukkah besoch sukkah." So we already have an issue over here. The issue is that again, when it comes to this ten tefachim bed, so we are dealing with two sukkahs over here. Now, as we've explained many times over the years, knowing the reason is just as important as knowing the halacha, for the halacha can shift depending on the reason. The Bach, and Simon.
Wherever it was, you need to could have timed yourself better. Your mother's outside in the car.
The Bach. The Bach and Simon Tafresh Kav Zayin writes that the difference between the two is the nature of the psul. According to the reason of the Rif and the Chachamim, the psul is a psul deoraisa. According to Rashi, the psul is the rabbanan in nature. Here are the actual words of the Bach and Simon Tafresh Kav Zayin. It says v'chihech v'chuli. So hiktim lomar v'chihech v'chuli. K'di losis tam loma osru lishon tachas amita. V'yomar, and it says k'usukah tachas asukah de'enu yotze yedei chavaso devar Torah, making it a din mina Torah. Afilo d'yevet, even b'dyevet you're not going to be yotze. V'chein kosev arif v'harosh b'perek ayoshen v'rambam perek perish amishnayis v'chiburo. So you got the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam all in the parish, right in the Yad Chazaka, all saying that the issue is Sukkah Tachas Sukkah Aval HaRazah, that's the Baal HaMor, Rashi also, because of time to have a Gavoa Sara Havile Ohel. Ve'inza Omid Betzel Sukkah Betzel Ohel Amita. Umidra Bonanu. Aval, Dvar Torah Yotze Yedei Chovasu Yed Be Yotze on a Torah level. That being said, Rav Wuzner offered the following analysis. The Chum made their gzera when discussing a mita that was more than 10 fachim over the ground. Here, by the bunk bed, since the bunk is now over here that we're dealing with is not higher than 10 fachim over the ground, it should not be the issue because, again, the issue is you're making gzera because of an ohel. Over here, you don't have that criteria. So because you don't have that criteria, the whole issue is gzera with the yud. So again, we look at the yud as the key factor, the fact that the yud is not in this situation. So we're going to say the chamor not goes there in such a situation. However, according to the Rambam and the Rif, the issue is you're sitting in a sukkah, takas a sukkah. This is irregardless of the size of the yohel. as this is a deraisa reason. That being said, it goes to say that the din would apply whether the bed is 10 tefachim high or less. It's purely a din in the sense that the mita is serving as a schach type cover, which is problematic. According to this approach, it would not work and you wouldn't be able to sit in this bunk bed. Rav Rosner writes, in actuality, since most posts can say the din is a din derabbanan, there would not be an issue with the bunk bed in the sukkah, and in this case, one would be allowed to use such a bunk bed to become the mitzvah of sukkah. Kol tov, have a wonderful week.